I wanted a part in the church play. Instead, they put me in charge of set decorations.
That's okay. In a play, there are no small parts, and the same is true when it comes to spiritual gifts. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Think about this. Have you ever looked at all of the different parts that make up your family's car? There are big parts like the engine or the muffler, but what do you know about spark plugs? They're small, but without them, your car wouldn't run at all. Just like every car part is important, every spiritual gift is also important and given to you by God for a purpose. Just listen to 1 Peter 4:10. It says, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another." And now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, The Spark Plug. When Micah's family got home from church and sat down to dinner, Micah didn't say a word. "You've been quiet," said Mom. "Did something happen today at church?" Micah sighed. "Well, today we were assigned parts for the church play, and I didn't get one." His older brother Ethan chimed in. "They didn't give you a part?" "Well, not the one I wanted. I'm in charge of set decoration. Mr. Ritter told me that he really needs me on the decorating team, but I was hoping for a more important part." Micah sighed again. "I just wish I was good at something else." Ethan thought for a moment. "Micah, why don't you come out to the garage with me after dinner? I've been working on Mom's car, and there's something I want to show you." When the table was cleared, the boys went to the garage and Ethan lifted the hood of their mother's car. "Mom's car was running rough, so she asked me to take a look at it," Ethan said. "There was a part that had gone bad. Can you guess which one?" Micah didn't know as much about cars as his brother did, but he pointed to a big box that looked pretty important. "This part?" he guessed. Ethan smiled. "Nope." He reached over the whole engine and pulled out a tiny piece, not much bigger than his finger. "This is a spark plug," he explained. "Without these guys, the whole car stops working right." Micah held the part in his hand. "Wow," he said, "but it's so small." "You know," Ethan said, "spark plugs sort of remind me of how God uses people. The Bible tells us that people were amazed when they saw the boldness of Jesus' disciples because they were uneducated and common men. But God still used them to do incredible things. Because we're followers of Jesus who have been given the Holy Spirit, it isn't about what talents and abilities we have to offer. It's about what Jesus can accomplish through us when we trust Him to use whatever gifts we have. The gifts themselves aren't as important as trusting Jesus to help us use them for His glory." Well, what about you? Have you ever felt like you were too young or too small to be used by God? The Bible is filled with stories of people who probably felt that way too. But God still chose to use them to do mighty things, and He wants to use you too. No matter what gifts you have to offer, Jesus can use you to shine the light of His love and truth into people's lives and point them to Him. Our key verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27.
God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
And our key thought for today, Jesus can use anybody. The Keys for Kids stories are a lot of fun for me to read to you every day. And if you want to share them with a friend or someone in your family, here's an idea. Your parents can sign up to get the stories in their email at keysforkids.org/subscribe. When you hear a Keys for Kids story you like, ask Mom or Dad to send the email with that story to your friend. Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.